A caller is wondering about making a prototype for his big 2021 idea. How should he proceed? Ever since we have turned the clock or turned the calendar over to this new year, I've been hearing lots of different ideas from people who are like, what am I going to do differently this year, 2020? So much we could say about that. But how can I reinvent myself or at least, you know, try something different this year? And trying something different is what a side hustle is all about. Like, no pressure. You don't have to quit your job. You don't have to take all this huge risk. So anyway, talking about a prototype for a manufacturing product, we have another question like this coming up in a week or two, a little bit similar, but I'm going to approach each one a bit differently. Like, I want to make sure you can always learn something from these dialogues, no matter what your experience level is, no matter how long you've been listening. If you've been with us for almost 1,500 episodes, that's pretty incredible. You're amazing. And like I said, I want to make sure I keep learning myself and passing on new knowledge to you. So conveniently, our caller here makes it easy for me because he's asking something quite specific. Next week with that other question, we'll go through a step-by-step process for making a series of bath toys. That one will make a real splash, I assume. Now, this time, we're focusing on the idea of making a prototype for any kind of product, whatever it is you want to make, at least some kind of physical product, of course, before moving forward with a full-on manufacturing stage. All right, so how should you proceed? How do you get this prototype made? What do you need to know specifically about companies that help with that process? All right, stay tuned. That question and my answer is coming right up.
Hi, this is Dylan from Orlando, Florida, and I've been listening to the show for almost 2 years now. Like a lot of people, I want to make 2021 the big year that I get going on my side hustle, and I really feel like I'm ready to go. But I have a question regarding prototyping products that you've actually mentioned in previous episodes. You brought up a company called Product as being a company to look into for getting prototypes made. I've also come across a company called Brainchild Engineering. So my question is, what factors should be taken into account and evaluated when deciding what company to contact about, you know, having a prototype made? I'm unsure of the relative pricing and offers and just any red flags to look out for, especially with the goal of getting a well-made prototype. Always appreciate your help, Chris and team. Happy New Year.
Hey, Dylan, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. I'm excited to hear about your big 2021 idea. So let's talk about it. I first learned about Product from Pat Flynn. Pat is a friend of mine who hosts multiple podcasts and YouTube channels. He does all kinds of stuff. Amazing guy. We featured his adventures in designing and manufacturing a physical product for vloggers in episode 989, I believe. Now, when I say Product, and Dylan mentioned that as well, we're not actually mispronouncing it. That's the name of the company, Product, Product.com. I have no affiliation with them except for various research. A big thing that Product does is they kind of guide you through the process of working with an overseas factory. And their objective is to provide a turnkey service for, you know, all parts of that process, like all communication points, everything that needs to happen. So when you think about a prototype, there are early stage prototypes and going to market prototypes. And an early stage prototype is when you're trying to figure out, like, what is my idea? How is it represented? There's lots of different ways it could be done. You know, what is the best way? And a go-to-market prototype is what you need right before you commit to making 1,000 of them or some other large number that leverages the benefits of overseas manufacturing. So it's almost two different experiences, although, of course, they're connected. So Dylan asks, what factors should be taken into account and evaluated when deciding, you know, which company to contact about having your prototype made? So I think, you know, again, to just kind of rewind a bit, the three factors I think of are not just for your prototype, but for your whole thing. You know, how complex is the product? How far along are you in the process? And how much help do you need? Those are my three factors. How complex is the product? How far along are you in the process? How much help do you need? Because for your, you know, early stage prototype, you might not need Product or Brainchild Engineering or any other company that does something similar. You know, in addition to Pat, the people I know who've been successful doing this, they don't just have an idea. They actually have a clear market. They have a platform. What they need help with is the design and engineering of their actual product, you know, whatever it is. So if you are looking for a turnkey solution that does everything for a price, then that's kind of the direction to go, looking to one of these companies or vendors. Or do you just need help with one part of the problem? that might be a little bit different. Then you might want to just spend some time on Alibaba, looking at different factories and maybe going from there. We've had a number of episodes of people who've worked directly with factories. So there's many different paths you can take, but hopefully those answers or those questions, let's say, might help you take the next step. Your answers to those questions: how complex is the product? How far along are you in the process? And how much help do you need? Dylan, I wish you every success. Let us know how it goes. And listeners, if you've got a question of your own, just come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We will talk it out. We'll continue to feature it throughout the year and check back up on people's projects, you know, to see what happened. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure you're subscribed. Much more is coming up. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.